Rick, what does making the ideal real mean to you?
I probably have a different take on it.
I love different takes.
You do? Okay. Well, good. In thinking about that, I've heard it so much over the years. I actually think that I'm leaning more towards the real. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that I experience so many people in my work trying to be their ideal, and sometimes I wish they would just be real.
Oh.
And the more I think about that and the more I pay attention to it, I think that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue in our world, particularly in the performance areas. Mm-hmm. Where people are trying to live up to something that may or may not be realistic. And if it is realistic, it may not entirely be authentic.
Yeah.
And when we start talking about performance, we start acting in ways that are, if you can say, inauthentic, that's when we usually get to a point of underperformance.
How do emotions play into authenticity? Because I feel like that's a really big component of trying to be who you want to be in the moment. And then you have all these other distractors in your head that are helping you try to be someone you're not.
Yeah. So we think about maturation. Little kids experience emotions and they act on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know as we get older, at least some of us do, that certain emotions may trigger certain actions that may or may not be appropriate. And I say some of us have figured this out and some of us haven't.
Right.
So you tell a little kid that when you're angry, we don't hit people or, you know, try and talk about what's going on. And I think you can do that. So we get in trouble a little bit more when we're looking at the decision making around emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking me about authenticity. And I think authenticity really strikes to the acceptance of our emotion,
mm-hmm.
acceptance of oneself, our self-concept and how we feel about ourselves. And when we're somewhat judgmental about our experiences, that's when we start getting in trouble. And so we lose that sense of authenticity and we start becoming this filter and suppressing and acting in certain ways. Now, we want to be smart about our decisions in terms of are they going to be consistent in helping us achieve the goals we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just act and then think, oh, why the hell did I do that?
Right.
That was dumb. But, you know, understanding the feeling, I get that decision. So we want to be smart about our emotions, but we also want to make sure that we're real and not compromising our sense of self.